And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. Coming up, we have professional surfer Corey Schumacher, and we'll be talking to privateer Jake Canada later in the show, so you want to stick around for that. But right now, we are with Jason Weingant, Racer X online editor. He also hosts the TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series, which is the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. And he's hanging in beautiful East Rutherford, New Jersey. Jason, how you doing?
But remember, it's the New York market. We're in the shadows of the city, and that's why the stadium's here. That's why the Super Bowl is here. That's why they're having a race here. It's going to be a big test for Supercross. They actually did race in the old Giant Stadium, which is in the same exact location, like 20-some years ago, and the crowd wasn't that big. So it's going to be a real test to see how much Supercross has grown since the late 80s. To see if they can pack it in now. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it helps that it's exciting, that this is an exciting race. I mean, this is the last round before the finale in Las Vegas, and they're going to crown a champion for 2014. And I believe that this is a race where James Stewart is looking to be a spoiler. I think that he had a little bit of spoiler in him in Seattle, and he almost got there. And I think he doesn't want... Everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that Ryan Villopoto is going to win this thing Saturday night. I think James Stewart would like to cement his legacy by being a spoiler and winning, you know, the Toyota Championship.
Yeah, I think the fact that the points are where they are, they're so obviously the most exciting thing ever would be to have, you know, two guys tied or really, really close. But the second best scenario is actually here where they're really far apart. It almost doesn't matter points-wise. They're just going to race each other heads up. It's not like Villopoto's going to win the title. You saw it in Seattle. He raced to try to win. Stewart was behind him. Mm-hmm. No matter how big a point lead Villopoto had, he wanted to hold Stewart off, and Stewart wanted to beat him in the worst way. The points are such a the gap's so big, they don't even think about the numbers. So I think that's actually a good scenario right now. They just want to beat each other for the head games and confidence and all that.
You're absolutely right. And there's a quote that I picked out that Villopoto said after Seattle. He said, "It's tough to race at home, and in the past, I haven't been that stellar here. So to have a race like that is awesome. With James Stewart and Ryan Dungey standing up here next to me, getting a win is huge." Was that a compliment?
I know a lot of people have been thinking Stewart won three in a row, and they said, well, Villopoto, is he just backing it down for the title? There's no way Villopoto and Stewart right now, like, it's eye to eye. Like, they both want to leave the building knowing in their heart of hearts that they are the best rider. And they don't care what the points say. When one beats the other straight up, it hurts bad.
Yeah,
so
that's what I think.
They're going to be going for it. Yeah.
Well, with Villopoto with a 48-point lead, you know, in this race, are you giving it up to him, or are you giving James Stewart a shot, a little bit of a shot?
No, I don't think the points are like I said, it's not even worth talking about. It's going to happen almost no matter what. Villopoto just needs to not break his leg between now and Friday or Saturday. And they're going to do a little riding on the track tomorrow, and then I don't think he'll even ride Friday. So he's good to go. Points, it's over. He's going to win the title. But as far as the race went, man, flip a coin. It's hard to pick between the two of them.
Do you think James Stewart has a shot for the Toyota Triple Challenge?
Yeah, and that is something on the line. And Villopoto brought that up himself after Seattle. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, you're just going to ride around to clinch the title." And he's like, "No, there's a truck on the line." And this is really funny. Yeah, he cares. And this is really funny. Villopoto has a Ford Raptor, and he loves that thing. He takes it out in the desert and beats up on it. And he has said before, when he gets, you know, they give him the chance to plug Toyota because they're a series sponsor. One time he said, "Yeah, get yourself a Toyota so you can trade it in on a Ford." And he said he'll say that again. If he wins the truck Saturday night, he's going to say it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, and the 250 series is, like, super exciting. I mean, you got a lot going on the line. And I know we're running out of time. How is Martin Davalos? Is he good to go?
I don't think he is. They haven't said yet, but this is one of those situations where when you don't hear denials, I mean, usually when we put out injury or crash news, if it's even a shred of not true, people are all over us. Mum's been the word. I think that means that there's a problem, and I would not be surprised for him to not even race on Saturday. But it's all speculation at this point, but I heard the crash was a big one.
Man, that is heartbreaking. I mean, he is so close. I mean, he's had his ups and downs, but this was his year, and he's so close.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to go down as one of the all-time heartbreak, like you said, if he can't make it. I mean, he had it. It's terrible, but that's – that's the sucky part about racing sometimes.
Sucky? That's tragic.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just, this is, you live by the sword and die by the sword. And the poor guy, he's been through worse than most. He's had so many sure wins and opportunities that just fail at the last minute for whatever. I don't know. The guy's got like a black cloud following him around, and this is the worst example yet.
Man, that is unfortunate. Well, Jason, best of luck in East Rutherford. I am going to give this one to James Stewart. I think he's going to be a spoiler.
I'm gonna have a tough time arguing with you on that one. I'm gonna go side upright with you, Wes.
All right, good dude. Boy, that's a first. Is that a first? I think that's a first here at All Access Sports Radio. He is the online editor.
Something's wrong.
He is the online editor for RacerX Online, Jason Weingant. If you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to racerxonline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your moto stars with Jason Weingant. You can also follow him on Twitter at RacerX Online on race day, where you get minute-by-minute action all day. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, we're going to Vegas after this.
Vegas!
See ya. Oh, yeah.
All right, coming up, we have Jake Canada.